Why would we need to speak life and release faith? You get it? Man. See, Satan wants a passive people that don't understand the power of the name of Jesus, sit back and understand and not understand the authority and let whatever will be, just knowing that, hey, someday it'll all work out in the end. That's kind of the average general thought pattern in the church at large. It's not the will of God. Look in your Bible. Verse 30, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We making sense so far? I'm telling you, if anybody has a question and you just can't get what I'm saying, or you have some questions just rocking your mind and not allowing you to hear anything else I'm saying, raise your hand and ask the question. Okay? Because sometimes when you preach like this, people have been taught a certain thing all their life, or they're thinking a certain thing all their life. And then when you start, you know? So just raise your hand if you have a question, because I just feel to give you that freedom tonight so you know that you can. Okay? Thank you, God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus. See that right there is such a big deal to me. Whose choice is it that I'm in Christ Jesus? What's it say? God. But of him. Of who? Capital H-I. Of God's choice, of God's doing, of God's desire, of God's will, I'm in the Christ. So he wants me saved and born again. He wants me in the family. He wants me filled with his spirit. He wants me anointed. Yay. He wants me a son. Come on. That's intimate stuff. And we struggle with earthly rejection, and Almighty God calls me son. Oh, that's a big deal, isn't it? Come on. Think with me. Gee. Come on. Of him. See, when you read your Bible, you got to catch this stuff. Of him.